Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Derek.
Hey, Kay.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
It's the 1st of January, 2012. Aren't you excited?
I am excited.
What are we going to talk about today on our brand new Derek and Kay show for the New Year?
Well, I have a Massachusetts woman that gets her cupcakes taken away by TSA at the airport.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. I've got rumors about Kim Jong-il.
Oh, right. We got... naked people driving through McDonald's drive-thru.
Okay. I've got stories of My Little Pony being taken away from the bronies.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And finally...
No, not finally.
I just thought I'd see what you'd do. Christmas message lands a Boston MBTA worker in a lot of trouble.
Christmas message?
Yeah. And I have... some of the best headlines. What's going on with your phone there?
It's blowing up.
I got some of the best headlines of the weird news of 2011.
Oh, that's, I'm excited. And finally,
all right,
the return of, I promise, the best of Craigslist.
Oh, we love that.
All coming up on this year's Derek and Kay.
Here we go.
Press the button.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
Yay!
We are broadcasting live New Year's Day. It
Happy
is January 1st, 2012.
Year. 2012. Say goodbye to 2011. It is gone, baby, gone.
We are over 8,000 downloads.
We are? We made it?
And growing. We finally made it.
Because the last time we talked, it was not quite 8,000.
Just shy. I think we're about 50 under or something like that.
Fantastic.
I am Derek, and right over there is Kay.
And I'm Applejack. You can contact the Derek and Kay Show many methods. The first being your email. You can write us an email at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You got mail.
Become a fan on Facebook and like us. Just go to facebook.com/dkradio. Follow our blog at derekandkay.blogspot.com. Follow us on Twitter at our Twitter handle, dkradioshow. And lastly, give us a call when we're live, which is right now at 661-467-2416.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, New Year's Day.
New Year's Day, 1st of January, first day of the year.
I don't think we've ever done a show on an actual holiday, have we?
We did a Halloween show.
We did? Oh, it was on Halloween?
It was on Halloween,
oh, okay.
Wasn't it?
That sounds right. That sounds about right.
That does not sound about right?
Yeah, I think so.
Was that last year?
Wasn't it this year?
No, this year I think we did a show the day before Halloween.
Oh, it was the day before.
Because it was Mischief Night.
I remember you saying that.
And I made a point of saying it was Mischief Night.
That's right.
But this year, I think it was last year that our show was on Halloween. Would that make sense though? Because don't the days
I have no idea.
Go forward? the next year. So, like, things that happen on a Sunday will happen on a Monday next year if it's not a leap year.
So, we'll be doing this show this year on New Year's Eve. Is that right?
I think we're doing it on the 2nd.
Okay.
Cha-cha-cha! I think that's the way it works. Is that the way it works?
I don't know.
I feel like a big idiot. If that's not the way it works,
call us. I seriously don't know. There's a leap year, too. There's also a leap year.
When is the leap year?
That is this year, I believe.
Is it a leap year this year?
If the world doesn't end.
Okay, so that throws everything out. Oh, yeah, the Mayans say it's going to end in 2012.
Right,
but, I mean, they're full of crap.
Putting a little bit more sound in our can.
There was supposed to be a rapture last year,
twice.
Oh,
that's true. We did have that, yeah.
So, people are always saying that the end of the world is nigh, but it is not. It's not nigh.
When is the 2012 end of the world thing supposed to happen? Is that December?
No.
Isn't there like a month or something? I don't know.
Like next February it's supposed to be over?
I thought it was something like that.
I got a lot of stuff to do before then.
I know, seriously.
Apparently, have you actually seen the any trailers for any Ganyan movies?
No, I have no idea.
There's one. I'm just going to play you the audio.
Okay.
The movie's called 2016. And the video makes it even better. It's apparently an action movie, but this is a trailer. Do you hear how much stuff is happening in the trailer? Like, it's kind of outrageous.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's a lot.
It's a lot. And there's also a one point where they kick a baby.
Oh, really? Is this supposed to be a funny movie?
No, it's supposed to be an action movie.
Really?
Yes.
You know what? I can't wait.
I'm going to tweet this because it's just too good.
What's the title of this? Tell me.
2016.
So I don't go and see it. You know what this sounds like to me?
What?
It sounds like when I press this button.
Favorite. That is my. Oh, there's a cricket in there now too.
Was that not in there?
Was the cricket always in there?
I think it was always in there. Yeah.
Really?
Stop that. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, the cricket is great because that adds another element. I think the one that's my favorite is the one with down below it somewhere.
The cougar. You like the cougar one?
No, there's another one I like even better. It might be the
sexy
one,
music.
It's the one with a lot of animals. No, it's like horse, cow.
Oh, it's the one right below it. Baby laughing.
Yes, that's the one I like the best.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's funny when they're all together.
That one I think is the funniest.
Gee.
What?
I don't know.
What did you say?
I don't know. AG.
AG. Oh, I can't figure out how to log out on the new Twitter now.
So,
Twitter.
They did change Twitter.
Damn it.
Did you have a good New Year's Eve? Were you rocking into the new year?
I limped into the new year.
You limped?
Yeah, I was kind of tired.
You fell into it?
Yeah, basically. Well, I was working on New Year's Eve, and then I went to the party.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time I gotten around to the party, I was kind of tired.
Yeah.
By, like, 10 o'clock, I was ready to go to bed.
Yeah, not so much the partying.
Yeah, but I had to make it. So
make it to the new year.
I had to make it to the new year. So we stayed up. We had fun at the party. Drank very slow.
Yeah.
And
yourself.
Yeah, 12:05. I ducked out.
Really?
Yeah.
Done.
In bed by
before
like 12:22. Yeah. Yeah, because I mean I had to get up this morning at like 8.
Yeah.
Sucked.
Well, yeah. Oh, church.
Yeah, church.
Wow, that's what happens when New Year's Eve is on a Saturday, huh?
On a Saturday? Yeah, New Year's Eve on a Saturday. New Year's Day on a Sunday.
That's rough.
Life fail.
Well, hope that's not going to happen again because it'll just get shifted one more day.
That's right. So next year it's going to be on a Monday. Oh, New Year's Eve will be on a Sunday, and then New Year's Day will be on a Monday.
But it's a leap year. Does that mean it's going to be the same?
I don't know.
I don't understand the leap year.
I'm so hard.
Somebody let us know.
So today's New Year's Day, and also I just got to retell the story about what happened to me after the show last week.
Oh, right. You were going to order food.
I did order food.
That's right.
So,
which you mentioned on the show.
I love Chipotle, right?
Uh-huh.
They have great burritos.
Uh-huh.
I'm probably going to try to hook it up again today. We'll see.
Uh-huh.
So Chipotle is a great Mexican fast food place or Tex-Mex fast food place, you know, and they do the online ordering. You can order online and pick up your stuff on the way home.
Right.
It's fantastic.
It is good, yeah.
So you can order your burrito. You can get it how you want, whatever. So I place my order. I'm all excited. I roll my car up to the Chipotle, and they're closed.
Oh. Chipotles.
Chipotles. So that was a big fail on Chipotle, and I wrote them an email saying they ruined my Sunday. But yet, but to their credit, they wrote me back on Christmas.
On Christmas
on
Day?
On Christmas Day.
Wow.
To tell me that they were sorry, and they're giving me a free meal card. So thank you, Chipotle.
A free meal card?
Yeah, free meal card.
Oh, that's super nice.
Yeah, so they're giving me a burrito on them. Thanks for fixing your mess up, Chipotle.
That's really good. I like when companies make it right.
Yeah, me too.
That's always a good thing.
Because I was so excited.
Yeah.
To get my burrito. I was so excited.
To get a bean log.
Yes. And yeah. Then it was just, it was sad times.
Well, they're good. They're good. They're good stuff.
Very tasty. And the chips.
The chips are good.
So good with the salsa.
Yep.
I'm so hungry right now.
Are you really hungry?
Yeah.
We got
yeah.
some snacks.
We got some snacks.
Mixed nuts and.
We didn't get any drinks going though.
I know.
What
I'm sorry. I had to do some prep. But you were playing with words with friends.
I was playing with friends.
And you're asking me where the drinks are.
I get distracted by words with friends.
Well, it's.
Well, you got an iPhone, so like I didn't play words with friends
that
before.
That is exciting.
And it's like crack.
Yeah.
It's a lot like crack. Your phone's blowing up. People are making moves. You're trying to think about words that have both R and Z in them so you can get like a triple word score.
I'm horrible at Scrabble.
I'm also bad at it.
The only way that I would I agreed to play with someone once was if I could use the dictionary, but no one else could. And then it was not too bad. And I think I also said it's okay if I use Pokemon characters because I might have a shot.
Did they let you use Pokemon characters?
They did. I think I pulled out a Squirtle or something.
Squirtle?
Yeah.
I don't think that Words with Friends will let me put in Squirtle.
No, probably not.
I don't think that that's going to be
a But you good... could use a dictionary. You could totally cheat in that.
Oh, I could totally cheat.
Yeah.
And I'm sure people cheat all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, how else are you going to get a word that like gives you like 50 points or something?
Yeah, you're on a smartphone. You can look up a word.
Yeah, absolutely. Abso-friggin-lutely. But it only helps you so much.
Yeah.
I mean, you get the tiles you got. You stuck with what you got. You know?
It happens.
Ah, so what are we going to do?
I don't know. We got weird news, and I have a few of the... I didn't get through the whole year, but I have some of the...
No, it'd be good if I turn this recorder on.
Best. Oh, let's record this. This might be good, and hopefully we're broadcasting, and then that would be even better.
I'm pretty sure we're broadcasting.
All right.
So we lost about 12 minutes of recording. Sorry, peeps.
That's all right. Well, we got this recording.
I hope.
That's when we go... I mean... It's just low def.
The bad quality recording?
Yeah.
The low def recording.
Low def.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, we sounded pretty bad. I don't know what that was all about. And then the sound quality was back up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was.
It was pretty bad. It was pretty poor.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know what's up with Blog Talk.
How is your Christmas?
Christmas. Christmas was... Christmas was... Christmas. So, how was your Christmas?
Oh, my Christmas was pretty fucking great.
Really? Was it? It was really just great.
I had pretty bad Indian food.
You did?
I have to tell you, Christmas Eve.
Did you have a bad time in the bathroom?
No, but
how come my beef is so soft?
I don't know. Oh, I turned you. I think the movie thing was.
Oh, okay.
Was a little loud. I turned
okay.
it down.
Let's try my beep again. Stupid.
There you go. It's a little bit better. I had a pretty good holiday weekend. I was in New York and we were coming out of the city and I was searching for an Indian place. We wanted to get takeout so we could have Indian food for the vegetarians.
Mm-hmm.
Found a pretty good place outside the city. Got a lot of good ratings, 4.5 stars.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I would get it, you know, give it a shot.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't too bad except for the mixed vegetables. Had cherries in it.
Ew.
Yeah, it was really weird.
Ew.
Yeah, it really threw. And it was kind of oily.
Who?
Cherries? Cherries in your mixed vegetables? That's just weird.
Horrible. Not the bomb.
Not the bomb, no.
Cherries in your mixed vegetables?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm blowing up.
Wow.
I'm blowing up. I got to put this down. My phone's blowing up. just blowing up with words with friends. This is a random I'm playing with. Pinky 86. I don't even know who that is.
Pinky.
Yeah, she's winning, by the way.
Pinky Pie.
Pinky Pie. Yeah. Speaking of Pinky Pie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, segue.
My Little Pony. On the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Finished.
What?
Hasbro,
the bronies?
Well, the bronies are disappointed because Hasbro took down a website that featured like full-length My Little Pony episodes in
uh-huh.
HD.
Oh, no.
It was like, what's the website called? the website is ponyarchive.org.
Pony Archive?
Yes. And it had full HD episodes of My Little Pony. And that's where the bronies used to go on and watch all the episodes. Because if they didn't have it on the TV.
Yeah.
Or, you know, they didn't want to buy DVDs and stuff like that. They would watch it on ponyarchive.com. The website, Hasbro forced them to take it down.
Oh.
Now they're all upset.
What about all the YouTube ones?
I don't know. They've put the clamp down on a lot of the YouTube ones as well, I think. I think it's pretty hard to find some. There's still some, like, torrents going around on the internet.
Oh, I'm sure. There's got
to
be.
But you can't... It's hard to get it streaming now. Pretty bad.
Oh, that is sad.
There was a letter written by... Well, on the ponyarchive.org website... There's
that's so funny.
There's just said Hasbro did not want to learn about accepting or happiness. They sent a second notice by December 20th. Pony Archive relented and removed all content from the site, except for a message under the heading. Oh man, this is where I need to find some stuff. You Hasbro.
I see.
Dear Celestia. Today we learned that Hasbro are no real bros. They are indeed proper wankers. We were only trying to spread the word that friendship is magic, and then these twats came along with their fancy threat letters. Please banish Has No Bro to the hellholes forever. Yours truly, Pony McGarvington. According to Friendship is Magic's wiki, Princess Celestia is winged unicorn and supreme ruler of Equestria.
Wow.
Yeah.
Brony in the house.
Most commenters were anti-Pony Archive, though. Says, being a brony, I am ashamed to be associated with people that chose to answer in such arrogant and self-entitled manner. It's childish. That's what it is. The last thing this fandom need are people like this. And then somebody else said, not cool, Pony Archive. You're failing to love and tolerate the very people who introduced the love and tolerate rule. Shame.
The love and tolerate rule.
So they're all upset. There's upheaval in the brony community.
Wow. Serious.
Brony in the house?
It's pretty serious.
This reminds me, well, now we've got...
There's Twilight Sparkle.
Sparkle, our mascot, who's given to us by John, a dancer friend. I have to give him a shout out.
She's so cute.
He mentioned last night that he was listening to our last show. So.
Oh, really?
Happy New Year to John.
Happy New Year, John.
Thank you. Thank you for listening and tracking with our show. Appreciate
and thanks
it.
Thanks for giving us a cute Twilight Sparkle to look at.
She's right here on the mixer.
And she does not short out the show every time.
That's right. Hopefully.
Just once.
Did you do that once?
I think that was a one-time thing.
That's funny.
My Little Ponies.
Wow.
Oh, boy. Anyway, should we take a break?
All right.
And then come back with the weird news?
I don't have that break ready, but...
Oh, you don't?
I got it right here. Yeah. All right, we'll take a break, and we'll come back with some weird news.
Woo!
All coming up.
This is the Darrington Kay Show.
Do you have feelings of inadequacy? Do you suffer from shyness? Do you sometimes wish you were more assertive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, ask your doctor or pharmacist about tequila. Tequila is the safe, natural way to feel better and more confident about yourself and your actions. Tequila can help ease you out of your shyness and let you tell the world that you're ready and willing to do just about anything. You'll notice the benefits of tequila almost immediately. And with a regimen of regular doses, you can overcome any obstacles that prevent you from living the life you want to live. Shyness and awkwardness business will be a thing of the past, and you'll discover many talents you never knew you had. Stop hiding and start living with tequila. Tequila may not be right for everyone. Women who are pregnant or nursing should not use tequila. However, women who wouldn't mind nursing or becoming pregnant are encouraged to try it. Side effects may include dizziness, nausea, vomiting, incarceration, erotic lustfulness, loss of motor control, loss of clothing, loss of money, loss of virginity, delusions of grandeur, table dancing, headache, dehydration, dry mouth, and a desire to sing karaoke and play all night rounds of strip poker, truth or dare, and naked twister. Warning, the consumption of alcohol may make you think you're whispering when you're not. It's a major factor in dancing like a retard. May cause you to tell your friends over and over again that you're in love with them. Also may cause you to think you can sing. Alcohol may lead you to believe that ex-lovers are really dying for you to telephone them at 4 in the morning. Alcohol may make you think you can logically converse with members of the opposite sex without spitting. It may create the illusion that you are tougher, smarter, faster, and better looking than most people. And it may lead you to think people are laughing with you. Alcohol may cause pregnancy. And it also may be a major factor in getting your ass kicked. So what are you waiting for? Stop hiding and start living with tequila.
Tequila! This is the Darrington Kay Show.
Call the Darrington Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, the Darrington Kay Show. Hey, this is Derek and Keisha. We are back.
I just played the worst word on Words with Friends. It's terrible.
What is that word?
Dose.
Dose? Like a dose of something?
Yeah.
Oh. That's pretty funny.
Do you know how many points that got me?
I don't know.
5.
Oh. I was going to guess 4.
5 points.
Interesting.
Words with Friends. Crack. Crack for your iPhone. Crack. Anyway, you can contact the Derek and Kay Show many ways. Email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Send us a message. Become a fan on Facebook. Like us. Just go to facebook.com/dkradio. Follow our blog at derekandkay.blogspot.com. Not even still running our blog. Oh, follow us on Twitter at dkradioshow. Or call us when we're live for about 40 more minutes at 661-467-2416. Long-distance rates may apply. If you have not a nationwide calling plan, which most people have
nowadays. People should have that, yeah. Think anyone's going to call us?
Say what?
Think anyone's going to call us?
No.
It'd be great. We don't care.
No one's listening. So no one's going to call
us.
It's
New Year's Day.
How do you listen
nice.
And call? How do you not listen and call?
That's right.
You know,
we've had people do that before, actually.
Not listen and call?
I think so.
I guess they, you know what, you're right.
Someone said once they had internet radio in their car, which I don't think really exists.
It might, if they're, you know.
You can stream it from your phone,
rich
maybe.
Rich and famous.
Yeah.
You know, you could
know.
Have that.
Not really. It's not a real thing.
I know he was calling from his Maserati.
I'm skeptical.
Hooked up to Wi-Fi, and he got the internet radio in his car.
You never know. People do some weird stuff.
I heard that car flies as well.
Could fly.
Yes. I heard it sprouts wings and flies. And when it goes 88.8 miles an hour, it goes into the past.
Or the future.
Or the future. Depends on the flux capacitor.
I like that.
Is it time for the weird news?
I think it is time for the weird news. Speaking of weird...
I wish it was time for drinking.
Boy, do we have weird news.
Do we?
This one comes to us from Massachusetts. Peabody, Massachusetts.
Peabody! Peabody. Peabody.
Turn the chicken dance down just a touch again. A little loud. She was flying back from Las Vegas when... airport security confiscated her frosted cupcake because they thought the icing looked a little risky.
What?
Yeah, I guess it had blue gel icing, which they say is against their gel liquid regulation that you can have on your carry-on.
Uh-huh.
The cupcakes, I guess, were in like a jar or something like that.
They were in a jar?
I don't know why they were in a jar. Maybe that's more sketchy than the icing on them.
How do you get cupcakes in and out of jars?
I don't know.
That's weird.
But that's what's happening in, well, Massachusetts.
In Peabody. So you can't bring blue frosting onto the plane?
I guess not. She said it's not really about the cupcake. She could get another one, but it's the encroachment on civil liberties. But, you know, they're just...
Oh, please.
I mean, they're trying to, you know...
They're trying to prevent people from blowing up planes and crap.
Right, because we've had, you know, weird stuff happen.
There must be a reason for it.
She said she would eat the cupcake. They took the cupcake away. She's 35 years old. She's a professor at Salem State University.
She's a professor?
Yeah.
Well, get over it. I mean, honestly.
Get your cupcake.
You can get another cupcake. It's not a big deal.
Well, this stool feels like it's going to break.
Does it?
It's a little wiggly.
It's wiggly woggly.
Just so you know.
If you fall over during the show, I'll cover for you.
Thanks.
Until you can get back on your feet.
That's good.
Isn't that good? Aren't you happy? Yeah. What are you doing? Scratching?
I'm scratching and I'm looking at the board. I'm still not all like up to speed here on the new board, and I want to make sure I know where things are.
Well, I arranged my icons over here by albums on iTunes so that I could find them more easily, but I think I've made it harder for myself also.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we got actual push buttons here. We go right to it.
I still got the Pixie in here.
Oh, the Pixie. Oh, that's nice. I just wanted to... Wow, where is everything here? Let's see, we got Snore. We got this.
I can't hear a word you're saying.
I just want to make sure that I'm ready for... let's see, we got this.
What about feces?
Okay. All right, I'm good. I got the right one.
What about feces,
I got
though?
What about it?
What about feces?
I got the right one for this one.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. This one comes to us in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Oh, fudge. Ice cream spill stops U.S. traffic. Police...
It's been like 40 stories about ice cream spills and
really?
Food spills.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember where our last food spill story was, but
there
this
was
is
one
about
whipped cream. Remember
oh,
that
whipped
one?
Cream, yeah, all over the place. Well, this will go with it, and we got a sundae.
Mm. Oh, we need a fudge.
Oh. police say that 40,000 pounds of ice cream spill. 40,000 pounds of ice cream. Imagine what that would look like.
In a package or just off a truck?
It's a big trailer truck that tipped over. There's a picture of it. And you see these like gallons of ice cream. It's Edie's ice cream that spilled over the interstate. Police say that it happened about 4 p.m. local time on Friday. I think this was not last Friday, but the Friday before. And it took about 6 hours to completely clean it up. And that's what's happening in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Did they say what kind of ice cream it was?
They didn't say. But 40,000 pounds. Ice cream. I would have been out there with a spoon.
Me too.
I would have helped to clean up.
And some fudge.
Yeah.
And some nuts.
Nuts.
Nuts. Was there a picture?
No, no picture.
You're just throwing him back now.
I'm doing the David Letterman thing.
You are doing a David Letterman thing.
Next story. All right. A Christmas message lands a Boston worker in hot water. This is an MBTA dispatch employee.
Uh-huh.
You know the Boston subways, you know, they got those things that say the next train approaching. And they got the LED letter thing.
Oh.
That has the time.
Yes, and they say attention to passengers. The next train toward Alewife is now approaching. That's nice.
Yeah, or it normally has the time if you don't see it. Well, they had it scrolling the lyrics to Deck the Hall.
Uh-huh.
And they got in some serious trouble about that.
They got in trouble for it?
They got in trouble for it. I wish I saw this. I bet that would be pretty funny. the whole lyric.
Where was this at? Which TV station?
They didn't say. But that's what's happening in Boston.
Well, that's very Grinch-like. That's kind of fun.
Yeah, it's kind of fun, right?
That's really fun. Who gets in trouble for fun stuff?
Fun stuff?
I mean, I guess you're not supposed to do it. Or,
yeah. You got a little bit of hot water.
Hot water. Are there any more stories?
Well, you know, this one isn't really a funny, weird news story, but it's kind of a cute little Christmas story. There's a Texas man who was trading Christmas cards.
Mm-hmm.
For decades.
Mm-hmm.
Two Texas men.
Trading Christmas cards?
What they would do, I think this started, could this have been in the late 50s? Late 50s. They mailed the same Christmas card back and forth together.
Oh, that's kind of cute.
That's kind of cute. They continued sending this card back and forth until I guess one of the gentlemen's recently passed away.
Oh, that's sad.
Which was kind of sad, but he's planning on keeping the Christmas card and framing it.
Wow.
But it's like all tattered, and they just kept sending it back, the same card, every other year to the same person. I thought that was kind of a cute story.
That's so cute.
Yeah, right?
Aw. Somebody else should start that tradition.
Yeah.
I like that. Sending the same Christmas card back and forth. That way, you don't waste any paper.
Yeah, right? It's but like you got the different names. I don't know if you keep crossing out the same name or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh.
You could just re-gift Christmas card. What are you looking at?
It's got a message from your from Zelda.
Oh, what does it say?
Something about Lost Woods.
What?
That's what it said. I couldn't read it.
Okay.
Excited. Anyway. We got the McDonald's drive-thru.
Yes, I'm eager to hear this story.
Yeah.
So hungry, by the way.
I don't know why these people did it, but two people... this was in Galesburg? Where's that?
I don't know.
Two people pulled up in a McDonald's drive-thru. Oh, Illinois. And faced public nudity charges. This is a 19-year-old El Paso man and a 20-year-old Galesburg woman has been released from jail after the two... It was just like 2 a.m. that they attempted to drive through a drive-thru.
Naked?
Naked.
In their car?
And I guess there was a police officer there that saw this.
Just chilling?
And,
in the McDonald's parking
I don't know.
Lot?
And it was like trying to put on pants, and the woman like had a blanket over her. Well, they got arrested.
Did you say what they were trying to order?
That's happening in Illinois, I guess. No, it doesn't say what they're trying to order.
Maybe
it's
they
too
were.
Too bad the story wasn't Taco Bell though.
If it was Taco Bell, it would have been pure gold.
Yeah.
Pure gold. There haven't been any Taco Bell stories lately, have there?
No, there hasn't been.
Have you been looking for them specifically?
No, I don't have like a... maybe I should put a like a
you might want to
Google
put like
Watch.
A Google News alert or something
yeah,
on
Taco
Bell.
Bell. Yeah. Taco Bell. Ready for that.
Oh,
well, should
man.
I read the best headlines so far?
Yes,
of,
I'm very
of
2011? Excited. I'm super excited for this.
This is about three quarters of them.
I'm going to have another Andy's Candy.
Okay.
All right. Andy's
I'm gonna play. I'm gonna play a little bit of this, and we'll just read through the headlines, and then we can talk about them if we want.
Okay.
Remembering the times of 2011.
Yeah,
the
last
best
year.
Of the weird news headlines. They're really crazy. I have them here on the computer. Well, we start with this. We have Santa Claus robs a Rhode Island yacht club bar.
I remember this.
We have a blow-up doll that causes a car crash.
Wait, what?
I think it was on the road or something.
Oh, it was on the
and
road?
People thought it was a person. I don't remember. I don't have the story in front of me here. We have kids given a blown-up sex sheep doll at a fair. Yee. We were going to give that away as a prize,
that
I remember.
That is one of the great stories.
That is pretty good.
Weird news, yeah.
We have... a drunken burglar that gets stuck inside a house. When the people come back, he couldn't figure out how to get out.
Right.
It's pretty good.
Wait, he drank a lot, too, didn't he? He drank like...
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember
yeah,
it was like bottles.
Yeah, he drank like bottles of liquor.
It was like
liquor.
Full bottles. I'm
of course he couldn't
dead.
Get out. Yeah, me too.
I don't understand. A Wisconsin woman finds $280,000 of drugs in a vacuum cleaner. A used vacuum cleaner that I think her kids gave her for Christmas.
I remember the story because I thought you said, and the vacuum cleaner.
And a vacuum cleaner.
And I was like, what's
good,
the significance of a vacuum cleaner?
We have an armed Obama robber in Austria that's robbing banks.
It's only Europe
multiple,
that does that.
Yeah, it's crazy stuff. We have a teen that put a piano on a Miami sandbar.
I never understood that
story.
That
was a weird story. We have a pedigree cat that turns up neutered.
What? Oh, yeah, that's right. That's, they accidentally neutered the cat.
That's sad. We have the MBTA Firebus operator. Oh, Firebus.
Firebus?
Look out, it's a Firebus.
Everybody get on the Firebus.
Oh, jeez.
I'm excited to get on the Firebus.
Oh, no. Oh, I don't have the bus song ready.
Oh, whoops, sorry. No, this is the Firebus song.
Oh, right, the explosion.
Firebus.
Oh, no. Let me read that one again. It's the MBTA bus operator that was fired for drunk driving.
Yeah.
And we have a snake that was missing for a month found on the Boston subway.
Oh, wait. What was the name of the snake? Do you remember?
Oh, I don't remember the name, but she was charged a big cleaning bill for the missing snake.
That's right. And then I was determined that snakes were clean.
Right. That's right. They clean.
But a snake's not really clean.
Probably not that clean.
Actually, does have to poo in places.
Yeah, they're kind of
like any other animal.
Yeah, and they're like all wet and something.
No, they're not wet. They're dry.
Gross. It's just a gross thing.
What are you talking about? It's not gross. It's a snake.
Snake's gross.
Have you ever held a snake in your life?
I don't want to hold a snake.
that could go a bad direction.
We got a UK company that sells human breast milk ice cream.
That's right. That's right.
Ice cream.
I remember that story very well.
We got a woman that knocks bottles off of a shelf at a New York liquor store.
I saw the video.
Yeah. We got a dog that eats the toe of a diabetic as he was sleeping.
Hold on. I don't remember the story.
You don't remember that one?
No.
Oh, that happened.
It did?
Yeah.
Wait.
We've got, Pennsylvania bank robbery.
I seriously don't remember that story. I really don't.
We got a Pennsylvania bank robbery that presents two forms of ID after he asked to present ID.
I feel like that's happened more times.
There was a couple of those, I think.
Yeah.
We have an angry bell. We have an angry Taco Bell.
Angry Bell.
Angry Taco Bell customer that fires shots at an officer. We have...
Angry Bell.
We have a
don't turn
police
it down.
Officer that recovered $7,000 worth of stolen condoms. That's a lot.
Right.
Iceland finally got its human penis.
Oh. So gross.
Hackers modify a traffic sign to show a couple having sex. An Ohio burglary that they took a
burglary
gumball machine from a grocery store. That's a good one. Baby leopards found at the airport, Thai airport.
I don't remember this one at all.
Man eats his 25,000 Big Mac.
Oh,
39
gross.
Years after his first.
I remember that.
Pennsylvania 8th grader field trip includes a Hooters lunch. Rats found on a Qantas plane before takeoff.
Wait, what? I don't remember that one either.
You don't remember that one?
No.
I think that happened.
You think that? Are you not sure?
I think that happened.
Okay. That's the Australian airline.
Right.
There were rats on the plane.
Before takeoff,
were
yeah.
Were they in seats? I mean, were they strapped in? Were they ready to go?
They were passengers.
Oh,
no.
They were? Oh, okay.
They weren't passengers.
I wasn't sure.
And then we have, New York decides to ban drunk puppy buying at the stores.
That's right. You can't buy a puppy if you're drunk.
Can't.
How do they know? What's the qualifier on that?
I don't know.
You can be kind of functioning, highly functioning, and still buy a puppy.
I guess you could be, yeah.
Go in.
Some of those people are.
Yeah.
And a banana attacks a gorilla.
a
man
story.
In a gorilla costume was attacked by a man in a banana costume. And finally, the last, I guess.
Sorry.
The very last one. A jump house blows away with kids inside. But everyone's okay.
Kids get hurt, but everyone's
that's,
okay.
That's what the line is.
Yes.
And that's been the weird news
wow.
of 2011.
That's a year's worth of weird news. Unbelievable.
Yeah. It's really something.
Is it called a jump house?
I couldn't think of the name. I didn't have that one on the list. I just remembered it.
I think it might be bounce house.
I think it's bounce house. Some call it like moon. Is it moonwalk?
Moon bounce.
Moon bounce. Which I think, I don't know what you call
that's
it.
That's the Michael Jackson move.
Right. I'm familiar with that, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's Bounce House because of the rhyme.
Bounce House?
Bounce House.
I like the sound of that much better.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is pretty good.
It's way funnier if you say Bounce House.
It is.
And for my birthday party, I'm going to have it at Coochie Coochie, and we're going to have a Bounce House.
Oh, woo! Good times.
Bounce House.
Bounce around.
Bounce around. I wish we could play that song.
I know. Wait, what is it looking for?
Huh?
Oh.
I like to do a lot of things with my coochie.
Oh, can we talk about that for one moment? I nearly forgot about that. I'm now slightly obsessed with Miss.
Oh, have you been watching some of the videos?
I've watched way too many. I've wasted minutes of my life watching this person.
Yeah.
I've watched the Japanese videos. And I've watched the other stupid-ass videos.
Stupid ass.
Stupid ass. But they're dumb. They're dumb, but I watch them, and I enjoy them.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people think they're dumb, but they're watching them.
They are dumb. A lot of them say mute the audio and watch and enjoy food.
It is pretty good. So what's your favorite part?
My favorite part?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just like to watch. I'm fascinated by her. I think that she's fascinating. In her much earlier videos, she's not wearing like a low cut top, and she's talking about things that are like make her sound more intelligent.
Yeah.
And then as the videos get more and more dumb, she gets more and more like exposed in the chest area.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
I like to do a lot of things with my coochie.
And she uses that song over and over.
Well, we got someone. It's funny.
I wish she would call the show. I'm now obsessed with Miss Hannah Minx.
It would be great if she calls the show. We'd be happy
to. She's
probably
too big time for the Derek and Kay show, though.
In a few different ways. Yeah.
I'm obsessed with her.
Someone, I was talking about John, who mentioned that he watched. He actually watched one of the videos. And
oh, really?
He thought it was. So we're getting people to watch the videos.
We are plugging Miss Hannah Minx.
That's
so
right.
She should watch. She should call in.
Just call in. Make it happen.
Yeah, I watched a couple of her videos, and she's fascinating. Fascinating. I don't know what it is.
Well, should we take a quick break?
Yes.
And come back with... We have this Craigslist.
We do have the best of Craigslist.
Here,
oh,
taking care of
sorry. This is a new Miss Hannah Minx video.
Oh.
Ghostbusters. I got my Ghostbusters pack.
Oh, I think I saw that one.
I don't think I've seen this one yet.
Utility belt. Ghostbusters.
Nice.
Big boobs.
Ready to lead the biggest paranormal investigation bureau in America. Who are you going to call? Don't worry, man. We will get rid of these pesky ghosts for you.
Wow. And she's got the music.
Ghostbusters!
Yeah.
I don't understand. I don't understand. So... What do I have to do? What do I have to do to, like, make my... Do I have to, like, just do... I mean...
We should put a response in her video or something. I don't know. I sent her a message.
We should do a video response?
Maybe something.
I should just, like, wear, like, a miracle bra or something and, like, a low-cut tank top.
Make it happen. We'll send... You mean how to get her on the show or what are you talking about?
I don't know.
Well,
how do we get her on the show?
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with her.
Well, let's send her another message. Do some responses or something.
Hannah Minx, we're not going to make fun of you.
I just want to know.
A lot, but I think that you're...
I like the a lot.
Obsessed. I don't know what it is.
Yes.
I'm obsessed with her. I want it. The videos are dumb. I'm saying that they're dumb, but I'm saying that I can't stop watching them.
Yeah, we have questions for you.
Yes, we have questions.
We have questions.
I think she knows they're dumb.
She's got to know that.
She's got to know that they're dumb.
That she's got people that are watching that and thinking things. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to be right back with the best Craigslist.
Okay, yay.
All right.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
This is a song about corn nuts and intensely crunchy snack. It's not about anything else.
When you're all alone and there's no one home and you've got nothing to do,
nothing to do.
Don't despair, just pull up a chair. And here is what you do.
Bust a nut, bust a nut. Grab a bag of corn nuts and bust.
Or leave it on your shelf. Girls and boys, go on and make some noise while you entertain yourself.
Bust a nut, bust a nut. Grab a bag of corn nuts and bust a nut. They're lightly toasted and hard as hell.
Enjoy yourself, we won't tell.
Corn nuts, an intensely crunchy corn snack, comes in 7 nut-busting flavors.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The future is now. The Derek and Kay Show. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Derek and Keisha. We are back.
Welcome back. And Miss Hannah Minks, if you're listening, you can email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Become a fan of ours on Facebook at facebook.com/dkradio. I think we've become a fan of her. Have we?
Did we? Oh, we should if we haven't.
I think.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should do that.
Follow our blog at derekandkate@blogspot.com. Follow us on Twitter at dkradioshow. And call us in the next 14 or 16 minutes at 661-467-2416.
14 minutes, yeah, what's that?
I think it's actually 16 minutes, sorry. Let's see what's on, going on in Miss Hannah Minks video.
Zoinks! But I deal with real ghosts. Not just, you know, the museum caretaker dressed up in a ghost outfit or whatever those guys do.
Beep. Beep. Oh my gosh.
This is more ghost wear. God,
okay.
These ghosts just leave their clothes.
You know what? I don't know how many hits this video has, but I'm going to find out.
That's really interesting.
I've got to find. I'm obsessed now. Let's see when I press this button. Oh no, that's the wrong button. Damn. All right, I'll find out later. Anyway, we've got the best of Craigslist.
Yeah.
And we've also got rumors about Kim Jong-il, who died the day before we broadcasted last week.
That is right, I think.
Former dictator of North Korea.
Right.
Apparently, he was a really special person. This is what people said about Kim Jong-il, or I guess what he said about himself. North Korean schools teach children that Jong-il's birth was supernatural.
Uh-huh.
He was born in a log cabin inside a secret base on the sacred Mount Paekdu. The story goes, upon his arrival, was accompanied by the apparition of a new star. The seasons then spontaneously changed from winter to spring, and a double rainbow appeared.
Oh, wow.
Followed by a talking iceberg.
A talking iceberg?
Yes.
That's not true.
How do you know it's not true?
I know about the double rainbow, but...
In 2006, Jong-il learned that a man in Germany breeds giant rabbits. He found them delightful and decided that they were the key to solving North Korea's widespread hunger problem. So Kim gets in touch with the 68-year-old Carl Smolski of Berlin, the world's foremost breeder of giant rabbits, and says he wants Smolski to come to Pyongyang and set up a farm to breed these rabbits. For Kim believes that the meat yielded by these rabbits will end his people's starvation.
Yeah.
Undeterred, Kim pays for 12 rabbits at the cost for about 115 each. He tells Smolski that the rabbits will be kept in a petting zoo in Pyongyang in a few months. Smolski will be flown in to help really set up a farm for breeding. In February 2007, about 5 or 6 months later, Smolski gets a call from a North Korean official canceling his trip. Why? Because Smolski believes Kim couldn't resist and ate the giant rabbits to celebrate his birthday. State textbooks claim Jong-il does not produce urine or feces.
Oh, okay. Sure. So he's not human then.
Not human. He also claimed to be the world's greatest golfer. In 1994, Pyongyang media reported that he shot 38 under par on a regulation 18-hole golf course, including 5 holes in one.
Wait a minute.
5 holes in one.
That can't be true. That's not true.
You don't believe that one of all the others?
38
under par.
5 holes in one?
5 holes in one. Not,
wow.
Not in his lifetime per with this game.
Uh-huh.
5 holes in one.
Bullshit. I don't think that's true.
As the World Festival of Youth and Students approached in 1989, Jong-il had disabled residents removed from Pyongyang. The government also distributed pamphlets that touted the wonder drug that cures shortness. He then sent the short people who responded to a series of uninhabited islands in hoping of ridding his nation of imperfect genes. So he sent all the short people to a random place.
Oh, my gosh.
He had a fear of flying. So he had lobsters airlifted onto his armored train.
Wow.
When he traveled. And he was the world's biggest single client in 1993 and 1994, spending about $850,000 on cognac.
Oh, good stuff.
Hennessy he liked.
Oh, speaking of.
Do you have Hennessy?
Yeah, I got some.
Oh, yeah. He was the Hennessy's single biggest client in 1993 and
94. Mmm. That's a lot of dosh. Or yen. Or I don't know.
Yen.
Whatever they use.
In 1978, Jong Il had South Korean filmmaker Shin Sang Ok. Sorry.
No, it's okay.
Shin Sang Ok kidnapped and held captive with his wife for 8 years, forcing the couple to produce propaganda movies for him. He'd taken executive producer credit on all of them. One was a blatant ripoff of Godzilla called Pulgasari, about the evils of capitalism. The couple eventually escaped during an on-location shoot in Austria. Jong Il sure. later instructed the Ministry of Culture to make more cartoons.
Wow.
Oh, these just get better and better.
How come this doesn't come to light until after his passing?
No idea.
Brilliant stuff.
No idea. Oh, the one about he doesn't produce urine or feces was my favorite.
That's great.
The thing about the lobsters, I don't really understand.
I don't get that either. Well, no wonder why people are going crazy and crying that he's gone. I mean,
he was obviously
you don't see that. You don't get people like that.
A great person.
He sounds terrific.
He sounds amazing.
Getting rid of all those short kids.
Get rid of all the short people.
Great.
Oh, are you ready for the best of Craigslist?
Ready. I'm excited. It's been a while. These are always so great.
It has been a while. So the first one I came across is from December, and it's called Mario Sex, Super Mario Sex, Women for Men.
Okay.
I know that this is super effing weird, but what is Craigslist for if not freaky ass sex fantasies? I want to F Super Mario. I want a guy to wear overalls, a red shirt, and a hat, and F me hard. While occasionally saying the catchphrases like, let's go, and mamma mia. I guess to look the part, it would be wicked if you had dark hair. You have to leave your costume on during the whole encounter. If you're really into it, I can wear a pink dress and pretend to be Princess Peach.
Oh, nice.
Any takers for my weird fetish? I'll be in Ottawa this weekend. Woohoo!
Wow. That's great.
Okay. And here's another one for, it's entitled, it's out of Eugene, Oregon, and it's entitled Big Nasty Couch. This is the couch someone found on the side of the road. It's the couch that required 4 people to get into the truck and 2 people to sit in the back and make sure it didn't fall off. It's the couch that left a scratch on the door frame because it hardly fit through. Heck, they had to take the door frame off to fit the dang thing through. They never put it back. They plopped on the BNC in front of their TV and invited 16 people over, and all of them fit. When they moved, they tried to sell the couch for $8. No one would buy it, so they put it out for free. That's when we found it and claimed it for our own. We've found things in here that we've never owned. Remotes, peanuts, quarters, small animal skulls. Who knows what treasures we've left for you to unearth. If you're lucky, you may find a whole cat.
Wow.
Anyone who looks at the BNC can see it's no stranger to fornication. It couldn't be. It's 4 feet of depth and 8 feet of length and a solid couchy goodness. You can't blame a body. The BNC was built for macking. And if you think so too, you're surely in 2 decades of good company. Maybe this couch has seen better days. Or then again, maybe it hasn't. The BNC is like a fine wine, getting better with age. Think of it as the compost bin of the furniture realm. It's where you dump your laundry, your bags, yourself at the end of a long day. You let it swallow you whole and emerge humbled, softened, earthy smelling, like rich hummus. Like rich humus. You sit on the BNC, and you're better for it. So it's not our nicest piece of furniture? Well, it's definitely the biggest. Do you have to pay for the BNC? No! The BNC is free. In fact, since we are all about full service, your first bout of BNC entertainment is included. We'll hide some spare change in the cushions, and you can look for it. Gloves recommended. Can you handle a big nasty couch? Well, come and get it already. Big nasty transportation not included. Seriously, bring a big truck.
Wow. BNC, big nasty couch.
Yes.
I like that. That's awesome.
This one's it's out of Raleigh, North Carolina. It's entitled, Are You a Ghost Surfing the Web?
Oh, boy.
Documentary-style programming is looking to contact a ghost on the internet. If you are dead and reading this, please respond. What is your name? How did you pass away? Why are you surfing the internet? That's the whole ad.
Okay, that's pretty good. I wonder if there's any response to that.
I don't know. Let's see, that one's a little too... Oh, wait. That one might be a little too long. Here's one out of Island Empire. Where the hell is that?
I have no idea.
And it's entitled Ugly Mean Cat Free. Lou is a mean cat.
Aww.
She will probably bite and scratch you. She will pee on your carpet. She will not go out of the house. She is spayed. She has to go to new owners.
Wow.
It's all capital letters, by the way.
She has to go to new owners.
She has to go to new owners. There's one out of San Diego called Manhood Camping.
Manhood?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Uh-oh.
Manhood Camping Fire Quest. Looking for 100% for real bros to share experience manhood in all its glory. This is for real. I don't want to waste my time or yours. 100% J-O and manhood. No sugar added.
Wait,
I am not gay.
J-O?
I don't know.
Huh.
I don't know.
Hmm.
It's shady. I am not gay. Don't even think this is a sex thing. It's all about manhood.
Hey now.
I don't know.
Looking for bros to head into the woods and bond by fire. Experience life as men once lived it. J-O circle. And vision quest. Okay, so now we think it is what it is.
Yeah. Vision quest?
Yes.
Who talks like this?
I don't know. People who want to experience 100% manhood. This is not a sex thing.
The more they say it, the more it is.
Gonna need some basic things / skills.
Sure.
I don't want to be slowed down by fools.
You gotta be fast.
Must be in reasonable shape. If you get winded walking, then stay home. Wait. Oh, no. Ed Hardy camping gear. It's really good gear, and it's awesome.
Ed Hardy?
I didn't know he made camping gear.
Wow.
Desire to be a man among men.
Okay.
Not afraid to wield a blade.
What's that for?
I don't know. Crystal, I'm not sharing mine.
Crystal? Why you bring crystal camping?
Oh, no. Must be able to make fire. Gloves.
Gloves?
Yes. A knowledge
except
of...
Except for the J.O. part?
I don't
understand. That's just weird.
A knowledge
and
of...
Creepy, actually. It's getting more creepy.
It's really great. Wait, it gets better. A knowledge of native vegetation. Knowledge of psychotropic fungus a plus. Knowledge of modern music. Protective / splash resistant eyewear.
What's going on? Oh, that's for the jail also.
5 to 10 of those clip things that rock climbers use.
Yeah, he's familiar with the gear.
We're going to need a mobile music device, iPod or something. I'm bringing the music.
Something.
I'm bringing the music for the fire quest and vision quest. Nickelback, The Long Road. I only have it on CD, so I'll have my Discman as a last resort.
Wow.
An iPod would be nicer. Just saying.
Yeah, so they provide that.
Yes. Don't want to see bad attitudes. Gay homoerotic behavior. This is a manhood thing. I am not gay. Cock rings. Can't keep up without help. If you aren't going to make it on this quest. Firearms. There's going to be enough guns going off and spent shells to pick up.
Okay.
The nerds, dorks, lames, anyone less than 100% into manhood. If you are serious, then I'm you. this will be the trip of your life. It will change the way you think.
I don't know.
I'm serious, and I am not gay. To see a group of bros being men, a J.O. circle by a campfire.
Ew.
The charge slash energy in the air. Crystals get jacked, no lie. You slip into a different frame of mind, I don't know, and you feel electric. Last outing, we had a group that was so charged, we attracted bears. It was
wow.
No big deal.
Bears.
Nature knew man was in the forest. The crystals gave us confidence. Those own bears. I saw it. I was there. 100% serious. No fakers. And that is
wow.
The best of Craigslist.
That's great. Oh, that's great. Wow, the bears. I
yeah.
didn't know bears were into that.
I didn't know they were into that either. Anyway, thanks for joining us.
Wow.
Sorry about the slow start. Tune in next week.
Next week, all right.
100% manhood, no fakers.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year, everyone. See you next
Good
time.
Good times. Take care. Bye-bye.
What you wanna say, what you wanna say.
Show. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.